Strawberry Fruit Bar, too. You guys have it.
James Karyanis of North Buffalo is known as the ice cream dude. Over the last 10 years, he's been pedaling across the Queen City to deliver cool, tasty ice cream treats to mostly children who don't have a dollar. He receives donations to help pay for the ice cream. In fact, last year, more than $30,000 came in from across the nation and even the world. In return, he asks the children to give him a handwritten thank you note. He's been visiting schoolyards with summer programs, focusing on the underserved children and kids with special needs. Thursday, he was delivering his ice cream bars of several different flavors to preschoolers and high schoolers at Baker Victory Services. We were not given permission to speak with the students, so instead, we focused on the ice cream dude's work.
You're welcome.
Hi, Gwen.
You are called the Ice Cream Dude.
Ice Cream Dude.
Why is that?
I didn't name myself that. Somebody said it, and it just kind of stuck.
You give out a whole lot of free ice cream to children. Why do you do it?
Because, well, oftentimes you ride around, and, like, a kid won't have a dollar for an ice cream, and you feel bad saying no. So, it's a dollar ice cream. Just give it to the kid, you know. It makes them happy, and it makes me happy, too.
But in return, you get a lot of thank you notes, correct?
Yeah, so like that idea, we came up with it last year. I used to play like trivia with the kids, and I have geography questions or, you know, history. And I never wanted to just give them the ice cream. I wanted them to feel like they've earned it. So last year we printed up postcards and we started asking the kids to write thank you notes to the people who bought their ice cream, and then we mail it out to the people. And I think it's important for kids to write thank you notes instead of like just texting it or calling somebody.
So in this case, they came up to you and asked for a particular ice cream bar, and they also handed you a thank you note at the same time.
Yeah, here they had the cards ready for us. Generally, on the street, if like we run into a kid without the dollar, we'll take the time with them and have them write it there.
What happens for you in the winter?
In the winter, I'm a traveler. In the winter, I get out of Dodge, and last winter I spent in Asia backpacking.
What would be the biggest challenge for you on a day? You worry about running out of ice cream when you've got all those little kids standing there with their faces?
Yeah, so that is a worry. The next school that I'm going to, that I'm going to run out of ice cream. I mean, it only holds so much, and it was pretty packed.
Normally in a week or even in a day, how many schools do you hit?
Next week, I have, I think, 2 schools every single day. So I want to say the next 10 days on my calendar is like pretty packed. But when I'm not going to schools, there are 10 of us. So we're out riding like neighborhoods. We mostly ride West Side, East Side, Riverside.
What's been the most heartwarming?
Seeing a kid who is like really, really genuinely grateful, you know, and it's really the sweetest thing. Also, seeing like an older sibling, you know, share their ice cream with their younger brother or sister, it's really selfless, and those are really good kids, and I love seeing them.
I have to ask you this because we're standing with the basilica right behind us, something that was built by Father Baker, who ran an orphanage on very little money, and he took care of kids. Kids just loved him. Kind of symbolic that you're standing here in the city of Lackawanna doing this today.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. It's nice to be here right now, giving it ice cream to these kids. I think he would have liked that.
With the ice cream dude in Lackawanna, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Yeah, thank you. 3 o'clock tomorrow.